When I rode up to the buffalo wallow, Pa was lying there with his leg broke and his horse gone. It was mid-afternoon of a mighty hot day, and Pa had been lying there 3-4 hours. His canteen was on his horse, so he had nothing to drink in all that time. I got down and fetched him water with my canteen.
Thanks, boy. Looks like I played hob.
Well, I said, you got you a busted leg, but your jaw's in good shape. You've been arguing at me for months now, so you just sit back and argue some more whilst I fix up your leg.
You got to saddle and ride, boy.
A body could see he was fighting pain.
Everything we own, and most of what our neighbors own, is in those saddlebags. You just forget about me and hunt down that horse.
If I'd been older in years, instead of being just man size, I might have thought about the money first, but likely not. There was $20,000 in those saddlebags, and less than a third of it was ours. It was the sale money for a steer herd we'd driven up the trail from Texas, and folks back home was a-sweatin' until we got back with that money. We'll take care of your busted leg first, I said. There was mighty little to do with out there on the prairie, but I broke some mesquite and trimmed it with my knife, shaping some splints for Pa's leg. We'd never been much on getting along together, Pa and me, and we wrangled most of the time on something or other. Here I was, 17 and feeling uppity with a growing strength in me, and the need to make folks see me as a man. About all I could do, come to think about it, was ride a horse and shoot a gun. Pa objected to the company I kept, and down deep inside, I more than half agreed with him. But stubborn-like, I wasn't going to be told. Pa objected to me spending time out in the gully practicing gunslinging. He was forever telling me that no gunman he'd ever heard tell of ever had anything but a bad reputation with folks who mattered. Time of trouble, I objected. A man who can handle a gun is good to have around. And on your side.
Sure, Pa would say. But when trouble is over, folks can't get shut of him fast enough.
Well, I'd always told myself I could make as big tracks as any man, but now I was faced up with it and had no idea what to do. One thing I knew, I needed a water hole and some shade for Pa. Once he was bedded down, I could hightail it after that horse. The quickest way to water might be to trail Pa's horse anyway, so I hoisted him into the saddle with some help from him, and we'd taken after Pa's gelding. That fool horse ran straight away, then slowed to a walk. From time to time, we could see where the horse stopped to look back, or to nibble on some mesquite or such. When the tracks began to edge off toward the southwest, I was hopeful he was headed for water. Pa sat up in the saddle, and he didn't say aye, yes, or no. This was up to me now, and we both knew it, and he held his jaw. It had me feeling guilty and responsible all at the same time. And then an hour short of sundown, we fetched up to some other tracks. They came in from the northwest, and they were shod horses, 3 in the bunch. And they'd caught Pa's horse. Half the outlaws in the country lived in that part of the territory, and the chances were that anybody riding across here was an outlaw, or kin to them. Not to say that many a man who passes for honest wouldn't help himself to $20,000 and a lost horse.
Don't you take notions, son. You ain't about to go up against 3 men. Not with me in this condition.
It was shy sundown when we came to the creek. It wasn't much, 2-3 feet wide and a few inches deep, running through a sparse meadow between low-growing willows, with here and there a clump of cottonwood. When I had Pa off his horse and bedded down, I unslung my canteen and filled it at the creek.
You set quiet, Pa. I'll go fetch that horse. Don't be a fool, Edwin. You stay here.
Pa never called me Edwin unless he was mad or upset, and it was plain to be seen now he was a worried man. Well, I was some worried my own self. Pa had always taken on about what it meant to have a good name, and how a man was judged by the company he kept. Whenever he saw me strutting it around with Doc Seitz, Kid Reese, and them, he would read the riot act to me. They bragged they had rustled cows, and maybe they had. They never worked that I could see, but they always had them a few dollars, which was more than I could say. And Pa kept me working morning until night.